is some Chad dropping trout after 18 White Claws. Like, all right.
And that's the other thing. Like, where people are saying, like, I'm a bad parent and everything. If you look at the video in itself is only like 10 seconds.
Hey, friend. Hey, you want to hang out tomorrow?
Dadek is running around just tearing these wires
MVP,
up.
Like I said, it's training camp.
Welcome back to the Idiots Podcast. A little bit of a special episode tonight. We have a mutual friend of ours, Morgan, who's recently in all the news publications because her son is apparently a track star, and he was running across an FC Cincinnati field and it made national headlines. So I'm going to cover that with her here with us today.
Okay, yeah. So welcome back to the Idiots Podcast. Yeah, very special guests here. Morgan Tucker, recently in the news for her son running out onto the newly named MLS soccer team, the FC Cincinnati. Morgan, how are you this evening?
Doing good.
So you've been on a little bit of a round of interviews recently, right?
Yes.
So where have you been so far? Today's date, by the way, that we're recording this is August 15th. So as of the 15th, you have been featured where?
On Fox and Friends, local Fox 19, ABC, ESPN Sports, Bob and Tom in the Morning, Good Morning America, The Today Show. We've also made UK News.
The Daily Mail, correct?
Daily Mail, yep. Latin Times, MLS, Sports.
Now you had a TikTok video featuring the events that transpired. How many views so far?
Over 8 million views. Over 8 million views.
When I first talked to you, it was at 600,000. It was like literally just pulled it out the oven.
Yes,
you did.
And it has over 100 million likes. So
have you, all these places you've interviewed, have you got like a record deal yet? Because that's some publicity right there.
The record breaking numbers.
No, we actually haven't gotten anything for it. Nothing. No money. FC hasn't even reached out to even like invite him back to a game or anything.
You can't be too surprised, you know, corporate America. Like, a little bit of history. Me and Morgan used to work at the same full-service car wash that will not be named. And we know all about corporate chill, upper management, trash. Yeah. So
you think they would at least, you know, give some tickets or something to reach out to, you know, FC, you know, reach out to you with some kind of information or whatever, you know, free parking pass. Spa day, something.
I was hoping that they would just invite him to like their training field to where he could kick the ball with them or something.
At the very
like,
least.
You don't even have to go to a game. Yeah. No. Invite him to come
we need
to meet the players or something.
Training camp.
Cool.
We need exclusive MLS training camp.
No like, cost.
Like, I, you're a club member already. Like, I don't need your charity. I paid you. You guys have my money already. Can we get some exclusive? But that's neither here nor there. Apparently, they were already recruiting him. Can you speak more on that?
So they ear tagged him for the future.
Yeah, because he was out there looking like a lottery pick. I mean, Jesus.
if he can keep up with that run.
Yeah, I mean, you were at a full sprint at one point. And clearly, I mean, we don't have any visual right now, but for the radio audience, I mean, boundless energy.
Oh yeah, he must have just had like 10 espressos. And by the way, to the listeners, if you know y'all hearing a bunch of background noise, that is this little man running around at the speed of sound.
Yeah,
smacking off everything.
He's in training camp right now.
Imagine R2-D2 with 5-hour
right
energy.
Now.
That's what's happening.
With spring training right now.
It's lit. So let's talk about. There we go. Exactly what happened that day and how like he got away from you and like your reaction, you were like, oh, like,
and more importantly, that no matter how much that beer cost, you were getting your kid.
Well, the beer was free since it's club seats, but we actually weren't even going to make it to the game because my back tire blew out on the way. And as I was like calling for help, Zadig's in the backseat crying, soccer game. Like he just wanted to go.
He had a date with destiny.
Right. So as soon as we get there, which we weren't even that late to the game, but as soon as we got there, he was all into it. When the players were downfield in front of us, like he was loving it.
Woo!
But as soon as they went upfield, that's when he was like not happy. He was done with it because they weren't in front of him anymore for right. him to like pay attention.
Naturally, you know, being two.
So he had ran, well, he had slipped under the gate because if you see the video, you can see in the, like that the gate is, it has two openings.
Right.
And he slid under it. So I had to hop over it. And I was just in, all I could think about was please don't get hit in the head with a soccer ball. Or right. like tackled or anything. Because like,
you've seen some adult fails where people be losing their teeth.
Oh, that's a look. That's a weapon. That's an airborne weapon at that point.
And we're talking about professional athletes? Ooh.
Right. Yeah, I just couldn't imagine. They kicked that ball so far. So, like, I couldn't imagine if it got, like, hit in the head. Like, we would have been going to the hospital that night. So.
Lord willing. Yeah.
I ran as fast as I could. And I couldn't even tell you the last time I ran that fast.
Well, hey, you and me both. Man, I was just, I barely make it up down the stairs. 33. Kidding me? But, I mean, clearly. Like a moment of humanity, proud parent, like, fuck this beer. My kid's on the field.
And after the fact, like, once I got back in, because when I fell on the field, everyone was like cheering and clapping, like, for me and Zadig.
Let's go, dude. What a feeling, you know?
I was like, man, now I know what it's like to be famous. Like, hearing those people cheering.
All eyes on you. Yeah, dude. That just telling me that gave me goosebumps, dude. For real.
It's funny because that's, you know, in that situation, people are like, oh, this is cute and funny. Because, you know, you've seen a situation like somebody gets naked and runs across the field. Everybody's like, boo, get off, idiot, like ruining the game. But you see a kid and a mom right out there, everybody's going to be clean.
Right.
You know,
normally it's some Chad dropping trout after 18 White Claws. Like, all right, idiot, dude.
Right.
Well, and I'm just glad he didn't start to strip because he loves to strip when he's running outside. And I just couldn't imagine
Lord
that.
Lord have mercy. Well,
dear Lord.
I still think it would have been a fail. I mean,
it is such a feel-good story.
Oh,
it is,
I mean, you can't laugh at it. I mean,
oh man, I showed my mom. I got on, you know, obviously she, for the radio audience. My mother lives in Houston, where I'm from, but I told her to look it up. She's like, oh my god, you know how well? Yeah, I was like, yep, and quite naturally, you know, we had a laugh, and I mean, that's what people need right now. You see what people are going through, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So, for y'all who didn't, we don't have video, of course, but Wild is over here coaching Zadig to smack the
like
shit.
Oh, yeah, like I said, I told you. Spring training, I told y'all.
Yo, he's apparently an MMA fighter, too. He's smacking the hell out of DK's legs.
He does like UFC, for sure. He will watch it.
Dana White. Hello.
What? He's sitting here just like punching me in the leg.
Dana White, please.
Maybe you've offended him. You ever think about that? You wouldn't give him your vape a minute ago, so.
I mean, he's an honored guest. Hello.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Let's go. Listen, I mean, we need to make concessions. Not for all, but for some.
No, hit him.
Yeah, no. I mean, you're his person, so.
So has there been any, Morgan, any at all negative reaction to what happened? Or has it all just been positive and everybody been cool? And
please, feel free. Don't pull any punches.
Yeah.
There's a lot of idiots.
This is an idiots podcast, not
GMA. There has been some trolls out there.
Of course.
Of course.
Just saying, like, I'm a bad parent. And like, the thing is like, a lot of the people that are making these comments probably don't even have kids.
Probably drunk while they're posting.
There was one lady that posted, I would never want her to watch my kids. And I so badly wanted to respond back and be like, good, because I don't want to watch your fucking kids anyways.
I don't want your kid go on the soccer field and not get saved.
Right. Okay.
I'll let your kid get hit in the head.
Right. A million views later. You feel me? Like,
that's funny. Well, they probably also don't have many brain cells because, I mean,
right.
Who looks at that and goes, ah, oh, what a horrible
I do
parent.
Like the one person that made a comment, though. He was the only one that I saw, and he was like, this mom looks high as fuck. Yeah. And I was like, you're the only one that fucking called it out because I was.
Dude, it's 2021.
It's not even late April.
And
Damn, that, hey, hold on. That is like, man, that would be fucking rough, to be honest. Like, if I was like drinking and high, like, and some shit went down where I was like, oh, this is like, this is some shit I gotta take care of right now. I don't have a choice.
Shit, I could just see your face.
In front of a thousand people.
But that's why I was cracking up so much, is because I was just geeking the fuck out.
Right, right. Go once you saw the reaction, like, okay, they get it.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
And as we were leaving the game, people were just stopping us like, it's the baby, it's the baby. And they were like wanting their picture with us.
That's
and
hilarious.
The people like, because you know when you're leaving a sporting event, cars are all on the side of the street.
It's a clusterfuck, like, right.
People are rolling down their windows, yelling at us like, I got a video. Like so many people got my phone number that night because they were just sending me the videos that they got of the event.
You know what you need to do is do, one of our friends was actually on 16 and Pregnant years ago, and she used to charge people for autographs. And she made like hundreds of dollars charging for autographs. Like, I'm nobody, but this is hilarious.
This is a capitalist
country. I'm about to have him sit out front of the FC stadium. We'll buy a bunch of little soccer balls and just sign it, a little scribble.
The Idiots Podcast can be a conglomerate de facto agent pro bono.
Yeah.
Please, I mean, like, for free. Thank you.
We could be sponsored by, Zadig Productions, I want to say.
Zadig
Productions LLC. I think that's a...
That's legitimate. It's done. That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm all game for it.
Yeah. If Zadig was signing us, we'd be honored and thrilled.
Pun intended.
Honestly. We're all game. He can hardly draw a straight line. So it'll be a little scribble.
It'll be sufficient. We can read Arabic, so.
Put the ball in his hands, though. Or at his feet.
Yeah, he definitely loves going outside and kicking the soccer ball. And he got one of the game balls that night. So that's like up on a shelf.
That's
It says FCC. It's signed by the commissioner.
I have another question. So, like, how long was he out on the field for? Because I read through the article, but I didn't remember seeing, like, a...
And that's the other thing, like, what people are saying, like, I'm a bad parent and everything. If you look at the video in itself is only, like, 10 seconds long.
That's
like,
short.
Yeah,
it's short.
That's
like,
really
he wasn't on
short.
Most of the players didn't even realize. They didn't even stop the game.
Because you was
because
on
Because I
it.
Was so quick.
Because you're a proud,
I gotta,
and good parent.
I think, like, anybody that says you're a bad mom, fuck them. Because, listen, if you're like, running onto a fucking soccer
sprinting,
field.
Sprinting. Toss
your
beer
kid,
like an old shoe.
For your
I need
kid,
my kid.
Like, no offense, but, like, anybody that says, like, I'll say anything negative, just go fuck yourself.
Straight up. Who asked you?
Go nobody, somewhere else.
Did nobody ask you?
Yeah.
Okay. She's the one getting interviewed. Have fun at home. Sitting on the couch, watching from home because she's a club
member. The other thing, like, you had mentioned, so, like, because I saw the article that was, like, put out, like, everywhere. Like, it was in, like, the, what, Washington Post?
Yep, they're the first ones to get a hold of it.
So have
I
you
believe.
Actually done any, like voice or in-person interviews?
I have. We did a lot of Zoom calls, too.
Okay. Is this your first in-person?
This is my first in-person, yes.
And we thank you.
Yeah, we thank you a lot. More than any other, broadcasting.
Hey, you guys gave me something. You guys gave me that magnet of Zadig. So you guys are the only people.
That's the least we could do. You know, and it pays to be close to the situation. Like I said, you know, like locally here, I mean, Morgan, let's talk about the Wash briefly. Trenches. Come on, man. Man, you want to talk about incompetence? So we've come a long way.
Yeah, I can't even stand the word basic anymore.
Jesus Christ. Flashing that card in your face. How are you, basic?
Sometimes they don't even roll down the window.
No.
They just flash the card. And you're like, I'm not leaving until you fucking roll down this window.
Yeah, they just
if you
want
to come in here, you need to fucking talk to me like a human.
Straight up. Yep. Straight up. Like, I just look at him, shake my head. Okay, clearly you don't want to be assisted, so... So, like I said, like, just a feel-good story. You know what people are going through. You know what people are going through. That's what we need. More humanity. Less division. You know what I'm saying? This is, this could have happened to anyone.
That's the fun. It really could have happened to anybody. And that's why it's like, you know, what could you have done differently? Something happened, right?
But it happened to the homegirl. Let's go. You feel me?
That literally, like, I don't know. That's kind of what's weird is, like, that's a lot of exposure. Like, you said, like, 8 million.
Dude, overnight. Like, tell me. Tell me if you could just briefly, like, just the massive inflow from social media. Just, like, I personally have never experienced. I've never gone, quote, unquote, air quotes, viral. If you could just speak to that just a little bit, just. Some of your emotions, thoughts?
So, like, random people have just been messaging me.
Motherfuckers, you ain't spoke to in years.
People from high school have reached out to me. And I'm like, I'm not famous. Like,
get away from me, bitch.
But they trying to ride. You feel me? Coattails. How can I ride
them? We should
them?
Get our kids together. How about no? Like, about, we weren't friends then. We're not friends now.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's real weird.
And like, then I have people saying, you were on, like, the Indian Age. You were on this. I'm like, cool. Like, I don't know you. Mm. I hate that you found me on social media to send me these messages. Like,
sounds like a scavenger. They, like, see anything good that happens to somebody, they're like, hey, friend. Hey, you want to hang out tomorrow?
Want to put me in your will?
Hey, my balls. Hey.
Exactly.
I just didn't like... And then, of course, I had some people that were like, you're so adorable. And I'm like... Nah,
stop.
Get the fuck out.
Take it down a notch,
like,
would you?
I don't know you. We're not going to...
Just any interruptions you guys may hear, Zadik is running around just tearing these wires
up. MVP. Like I said, it's training camp on site. We set it up... Listen,
it's training camp
for certain guests, you have to make certain concessions.
It's a training camp with an obstacle course. Is what
right,
is.
So I had to, you know, so. That was just part of the guarantee. You know, I had to set up a little jungle gym real quick.
You're a babysitter, you're going to sit there and hold him.
You feel me? Training camp. But like I said, again, this is just what we need.
Anyway, it's funny to see someone that we know, mutual friends, that there's just, it's a turn of events one day that you couldn't control what happened and the shit just done popped off and it's hilarious and it's a wonderful story.
Right, wow. And I'm glad you got the spotlight that you did. I mean, given our history, I mean, it's nice. You feel me?
Like, yes.
Yeah, it's lit. Sure. And we thank you for coming on. Thank you for your time. Thank you for getting him out here and
Zadik has a bright future, and please.
He's going to be a pro athlete for sure somewhere.
Both of y'all are welcome back anytime, and please keep us updated, please.